In today's world, when noise and constant communication dominate, the art of silence has been largely forgotten. Yet, choosing not to speak can be just as powerful, if not more so, than speaking out. Stoicism, an ancient philosophy, teaches us the value of controlling our emotions and actions through reason and inner strength. Zeno, the founder of Stoicism, wisely stated, "It's better to trip with the feet than with the tongue," highlighting the importance of thoughtful speech. Reflect on how often we've regretted hasty or angry words. Stoicism encourages us not only to refrain from such impulsive acts but to use silence as a tool for personal growth and tranquility. In exploring when to embrace silence, we'll uncover 9 key moments when choosing silence is not only wise but transformative. Number 1. When being criticized unfairly. Stoicism views unfair criticism as an opportunity to demonstrate strength and integrity. Marcus Aurelius, a renowned Stoic, noted that it's our perception of events, not the events themselves, that disturb us. By changing how we perceive criticism, we can transform it into a chance for growth. Imagine standing in the spotlight, your heart pounding as a barrage of unjust criticism rains down upon you. It stings, doesn't it? The immediate reaction is often to defend yourself, to correct the wrongs being spoken, or to lash out in retaliation. But what if there was a different, more empowering way to handle this situation? In the realm of Stoic philosophy, unfair criticism is not a cause for distress but an opportunity for inner growth and resilience. Picture Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, facing his critics. Despite holding immense power, he chose not to silence his detractors with force but with profound inner calm and dignity. His secret? Understanding that the true power lies not in changing others' opinions but in mastering one's own reactions. When criticized unfairly, take a moment to pause. This pause is your fortress, a space where you reclaim control over your emotions. Breathe deeply and reflect on the words of Epictetus. It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Recognize that the criticism reflects more on the critic than on you. Think of Galileo, the renowned scientist who championed heliocentrism against vehement opposition. Despite facing the Inquisition and being placed under house arrest, Galileo chose silence over conflict. He understood that truth needs no defense. It stands firm on its own merit. In the face of criticism, Galileo's silence was not weakness but a testament to his unwavering commitment to truth and knowledge. Embracing this Stoic approach, consider the power of remaining silent when unjustly criticized. This silence is not passive but active and deliberate. It conveys strength, showing that you are not swayed by the whims of others. By not reacting impulsively, you maintain your inner peace and project an aura of unshakable confidence. When you remain calm and collected, the criticism loses its power over you. Instead, it becomes a tool for self-reflection and improvement. Ask yourself, is there any truth in the criticism? If so, use it to better yourself. If not, let it pass like a fleeting shadow, for it does not define your worth. Your Stoic response to unfair criticism can inspire those around you. It sets a powerful example of emotional resilience and integrity. By choosing silence, you demonstrate that true strength lies in self-control and inner harmony, not in loud rebuttals or defensive arguments. Consider the long-term benefits of this approach. While immediate vindication might feel satisfying, it often escalates conflict. Stoic silence, on the other hand, fosters respect and credibility over time. It allows you to stay focused on your goals and values, rather than getting derailed by others' negativity. So, the next time unfair criticism comes your way, remember Galileo's serene silence and Marcus Aurelius's composed demeanor. Let the storm of words wash over you, untouched and unmoved. Embrace the Stoic strength within you, transforming potential conflict into a powerful affirmation of your inner peace and resilience. This, truly, is the path to a more fulfilling and harmonious life. Number 2. Stoic silence amidst boasting. Imagine a room filled with the cacophony of boastful voices, each clamoring to be heard above the rest. In such moments, the urge to join in, to assert your own achievements, can be overwhelming. But what if there was a different, more dignified response? Enter the Stoic practice of silence amidst boasting, a profound strategy that speaks volumes without uttering a word. Picture Seneca, the wise Stoic philosopher, surrounded by braggarts. Instead of engaging in a battle of egos, he chooses silence, letting his actions speak louder than any words ever could. In a world where self-promotion is often mistaken for strength, embracing Stoic silence amidst boasting becomes an act of defiance. It is a refusal to be drawn into the game of one-upmanship, a declaration of self-assurance that transcends the need for external validation. Consider Seneca, a beacon of Stoic wisdom in tumultuous times. Despite his vast knowledge and accomplishments, he remained humble, eschewing the need for public acclaim. Seneca understood that true greatness lies not in boasting but in quiet self-assurance. Imagine the magnetic pull of silence amidst a sea of boastful noise. It is a rare quality that commands attention and respect. By choosing not to participate in the boasting, you distinguish yourself as a person of substance, someone whose actions speak louder than any words ever could. In the face of boasting, consider the Stoic approach, silence as a strategic response. Instead of engaging in a futile battle for attention, use silence as a shield, protecting your inner peace and dignity. Remember the words of Epictetus. If anyone tells you that a certain person speaks ill of you, do not make excuses about what is said of you but answer, "He was ignorant of my other faults, else he would not have mentioned these alone." Stoic silence amidst boasting is not a sign of weakness but of strength. It requires a deep understanding of one's own worth and a confidence that transcends the need for external validation. By choosing silence, you assert your independence from the opinions of others, standing firm in your own convictions. Your Stoic silence amidst boasting can serve as an inspiration to those around you. It is a quiet reminder that true greatness does not need to be proclaimed from the rooftops but shines through in one's actions and character. By embodying this Stoic virtue, you set an example of humility and integrity for others to follow. Consider the long-term implications of Stoic silence amidst boasting. While the urge to boast may offer short-term gratification, it often leads to resentment and envy in the long run. Stoic silence, on the other hand, fosters respect and admiration, building meaningful connections based on substance rather than superficiality. So, the next time you find yourself amidst boasting, remember Seneca's serene demeanor and the power of Stoic silence. Embrace silence as a strategic response, a shield against the noise of self-promotion. In doing so, you assert your inner strength and dignity, inspiring others to do the same. This, truly, is the path to a more meaningful and fulfilling life. Number 3. When dealing with anger. Anger can feel like a storm, overwhelming our reason and calm. Stoicism offers a refuge in the form of silence. Epictetus suggested, "Keep quiet most of the time, and speak only when you must." Imagine a workday where a colleague's mistake causes you hours of extra work. Instead of lashing out, choose silence to give yourself time to think objectively. Marcus Aurelius observed, "How much worse are the consequences of anger than the causes of it?" Reflect on how quick reactions in anger often worsen situations. Choosing silence allows you to respond thoughtfully, preventing conflicts from escalating and fostering constructive solutions. Nelson Mandela, despite years of imprisonment, chose forgiveness over anger, leading his country to reconciliation. Imagine a blazing fire, consuming everything in its path. The anger that simmers within us can be just as destructive if left unchecked. But what if there were a way to harness this fiery emotion and transform it into a force for good? Anger, like a tempestuous storm, has the power to cloud our judgment and wreak havoc on our relationships. Yet, within this tumult lies an opportunity for growth and transformation. Enter the Stoic practice of dealing with anger, a profound strategy that allows us to maintain serenity in the face of provocation. Picture Marcus Aurelius, the revered Stoic emperor, confronted with insults and injustice. Instead of succumbing to rage, he chooses calm deliberation, turning anger into a catalyst for self-improvement. Consider the alchemy of anger, a transformative process through which raw emotion is transmuted into wisdom. By acknowledging our anger and understanding its root causes, we gain insight into ourselves and our values. This self-awareness empowers us to respond to life's challenges with equanimity and grace. Reflect on the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, who wrote in his Meditations, "How much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it." In these words, he reminds us that while anger may be a natural response to injustice, its consequences far outweigh any perceived benefits. By choosing to respond with patience and understanding, we safeguard our inner peace and preserve our relationships. Imagine the path to self-mastery, paved with the lessons of anger. Through introspection and self-discipline, we learn to temper our emotions and cultivate inner tranquility. This journey is not without its challenges, but with each setback comes an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. Consider the Stoic strategies for anger management, techniques that enable us to navigate the turbulent waters of emotion with grace and dignity. From deep breathing exercises to cognitive reframing, these tools empower us to respond to anger with wisdom and restraint. Reflect on the ripple effect of Stoic serenity, the profound impact our inner peace can have on those around us. By modeling patience and understanding, we inspire others to do the same, creating a ripple effect of compassion and empathy that extends far beyond ourselves. So, the next time you find yourself engulfed in anger, remember Marcus Aurelius's Stoic wisdom and the transformative power of self-awareness. Embrace anger as an opportunity for growth and self-discovery, harnessing its energy to fuel your journey towards inner peace. In doing so, you not only cultivate serenity within yourself but also inspire others to do the same. This, truly, is the path to a more enlightened and harmonious existence. Number 4. Silence amidst unfounded rumors. In the tumultuous sea of gossip and hearsay, silence emerges as a beacon of strength and wisdom. Picture this. A whisper begins to circulate, unfounded rumors taking flight like feathers in the wind. Yet, amidst this cacophony of falsehoods, one remains steadfast in their resolve to remain silent. Rumors, like whispers carried on the wind, have the power to shape perceptions and tarnish reputations. In a world where information spreads like wildfire, unfounded gossip can wreak havoc on both personal and professional lives. But what if there were a way to weather this storm with grace and dignity? Enter the Stoic art of silence, a potent strategy for navigating the treacherous waters of rumor and innuendo. Imagine a figure of Stoic resolve, unfazed by the whispers that swirl around them. Instead of succumbing to the temptation to defend themselves, they choose the path of silence, allowing truth to emerge in its own time. Consider the power of Stoic restraint, a force that enables us to rise above the fray and maintain our dignity in the face of baseless accusations. Inspired by the teachings of Stoic philosophers like Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius, we learn to temper our impulses and respond to adversity with wisdom and grace. Reflect on the wisdom of silence, a profound lesson that teaches us the futility of engaging with unfounded rumors. By refusing to dignify gossip with a response, we deny it the oxygen it needs to thrive, allowing truth to prevail in the end. Imagine silence as a shield, protecting us from the arrows of slander and defamation. In the absence of a rebuttal, rumors lose their potency, fading into obscurity like shadows in the night. By embracing silence, we reclaim our power and refuse to be drawn into the fray of petty gossip. Consider the Stoic legacy of integrity, a testament to the enduring power of silence in the face of adversity. From the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome to modern-day exemplars of Stoic virtue, silence has been hailed as a potent weapon against the tide of falsehoods. So, the next time you find yourself the subject of unfounded rumors, remember the wisdom of silence and the Stoic virtue it embodies. By refusing to dignify gossip with a response, you reclaim your power and preserve your integrity in the face of adversity. In the end, It is not the whispers of rumor that define us, but the strength of character to rise above them. Number 5. Embracing silence in the wake of loss. In the silent chambers of grief, where words fail and emotions run deep, there exists a profound wisdom, a wisdom born of silence. Picture this, a soul grappling with the weight of loss, seeking solace amidst the deafening silence of sorrow. Yet, in this stillness, there lies a path to healing and renewal. Loss, like a shadow cast upon the soul, has the power to engulf us in darkness. Whether it be the loss of a loved one, a cherished dream, or an irreplaceable bond, its echoes reverberate through the corridors of our being, leaving us adrift in a sea of sorrow. In the midst of this profound silence, where words seem inadequate and solace elusive, we are faced with the choice: to surrender to despair or to embrace the silence as a source of strength. Inspired by the Stoic philosophers of old, we learn to navigate this silent realm with courage and resilience. Consider the Stoic art of acceptance, a practice that invites us to embrace loss with equanimity and grace. Like a mighty oak weathering the storm, we learn to stand firm in the face of adversity, drawing strength from the silence that surrounds us. Reflect on the notion of finding meaning in silence, a concept that challenges us to look beyond the veil of grief and discover the hidden truths that lie beneath. In the absence of words, we find solace in the quiet contemplation of our memories, cherishing the moments we shared with those we have lost. Imagine the healing power of silence, a balm for the wounded soul, offering respite from the relentless tide of sorrow. In the stillness of our grief, we find a sanctuary where we can honor the memory of those we have lost and find the strength to carry on. Consider loss not as an end but as a beginning, a journey of transformation and renewal. In the silence that follows, we discover a newfound resilience, a deeper appreciation for the fragility of life, and a renewed sense of purpose. So, the next time you find yourself grappling with the weight of loss, remember the wisdom of silence, a silent companion that walks beside you on this journey of grief and healing. In the hush of sorrow, you will find the strength to carry on, the courage to face the unknown, and the hope of brighter days ahead. Number 6. Navigating ignorance with Stoic grace. Imagine a labyrinth of ignorance, where the echoes of misunderstanding reverberate through the corridors of belief. In this intricate dance between knowledge and folly, how does one navigate the maze with grace and wisdom? Ignorance, like a veil shrouding the truth, can be both blinding and deceptive. Picture the paradox of encountering those whose conviction rivals expertise, yet whose actions betray a lack of understanding. How does one navigate such turbulent waters with poise and composure? Enter the story of Galileo, a beacon of enlightenment amidst a sea of ignorance. In an era dominated by staunch geocentric beliefs, Galileo dared to challenge the status quo with his advocacy of heliocentrism. Despite facing fierce opposition and even house arrest, Galileo remained steadfast in his pursuit of truth. Consider the Stoic art of silence, a powerful tool wielded by Galileo in the face of adversity. Rather than succumbing to the temptation of conflict, Galileo chose the path of restraint, allowing his actions to speak louder than words. In the silence of his resolve, he embodied the essence of Stoic grace. Reflect on the Stoic perspective, a philosophy that teaches us to focus on what lies within our control. As Marcus Aurelius once proclaimed, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." In adopting this mindset, we find the strength to navigate ignorance with equanimity and resilience. Imagine the wisdom of Stoic silence, a beacon of light illuminating the path through the darkness of ignorance. In the silence of our restraint, we discover a reservoir of inner strength, a shield against the tumult of false accusations and misguided beliefs. Consider the practice of patience and understanding, a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. In embracing these virtues, we learn to cultivate empathy for those lost in the labyrinth of ignorance, guiding them towards the light of truth with gentle resolve. So, the next time you find yourself confronted with ignorance, remember the wisdom of Stoic grace. Embrace the power of silence, wielded not as a sign of weakness, but as a testament to your commitment to truth and integrity. In navigating the labyrinth of ignorance, let Stoicism be your guiding star, illuminating the path towards wisdom and enlightenment. Number 7. How to deal with rumors. There must have been many times in your life when you were the subject of a story, hearing whispers getting louder as they went around. It's a normal human reaction to feel hurt, but keeping quiet can change the situation. Think about the story of a community leader whose dedication to protecting the environment led to false rumors about her personal gain. Instead of addressing each rumor, she stayed focused on her work, remembering Marcus Aurelius's words. The best revenge is to be unlike him who hurt you. This leader's decision to remain silent and continue her advocacy let her actions speak louder than any rumor. Her behavior shows an important Stoic concept. It's not outside events that bother us, but how we react to them. How would your life be different if you ignored rumors with silence? What strength could you gain by deciding not to explain but to keep going on your path? If someone says bad things about you and it's true, Epictetus tells us to fix ourselves. If it's a lie, ignore it. This wise leader not only kept the peace but also taught her people to look past the lies by laughing at them. People who didn't believe in her slowly lost faith, but her calm attitude and unwavering commitment showed that Stoic silence can help you maintain your image and self-respect. This story shows how Stoicism can be applied in modern life by demonstrating how our reactions to false information can either feed the fire or put it out. It also shows that silence is not a passive choice but an active and powerful way to let our lives and results show what kind of person we are. Think about this approach the next time you hear rumors. How can practicing Stoic silence help you stay calm and focused? How might it change how other people see you over time? Share your ideas and experiences with dealing with rumors in the comments section below. What have you learned from these events, and how has silence helped you get through them? Your ideas could help someone find their way. Rumors can spread fast, hurt your image, cause a lot of stress, and create confusion. It is important to develop good ways to deal with gossip in a world where information spreads quickly. There is timeless wisdom in Stoic thought that tells us how to stay calm, collected, and logical when we face problems. It is important to keep your feelings in check when you hear stories. Reacting quickly or strongly can make things worse and give the stories more weight. Instead, try to keep your emotions in check and look at the issue without bias. Pause before you answer, take a few deep breaths, and remind yourself that other people's opinions don't define your worth. Engage in activities that calm you down, like mindfulness or meditation, to stay centered. Rumors often thrive on unclear thoughts and details. Do not take them at face value. Instead, look into the facts. Find trustworthy sources and gather accurate data to uncover the truth. Talk to reliable people who can provide more information before drawing conclusions. This method helps you react based on facts instead of guesses. How you react to a story can significantly affect its perceived truth. Acting without thinking might spread the rumor even more. Instead, react carefully and with a plan. Assess the situation and consider the possible consequences of different actions. Respond to the rumor in a cool and accurate way if necessary. Sometimes, the best response is to stay quiet or speak slowly and thoughtfully. The best way to combat false rumors is to consistently demonstrate that you are a good person. Over time, your honesty and character will prevail. Continue to follow your beliefs and principles in everything you do. Actions that align with your true self will make false stories less believable. Stoicism teaches you to let go of things you can't change and focus on what you can control, including your reactions and actions. Remember that you can't change what others think or say. Focus on your actions and mindset, accepting yourself and having faith in your ideals regardless of others' opinions. By using these tips, you can handle the problems caused by rumors with poise and strength, protecting your inner peace and personal integrity. Stoic principles can guide you through the challenges that rumors present, helping you maintain a balanced and logical approach. Number 8. When confronted with injustice. In a world where the scales of justice often seem imbalanced, where the innocent suffer and the guilty evade accountability, how does one navigate the murky waters of injustice with dignity and resolve? This is the profound question that lies at the heart of Stoic philosophy, a timeless guide for confronting life's injustices with grace and fortitude. Picture a world where injustice reigns, a realm where the righteous are oppressed, and the wicked flourish unchecked. In the face of such adversity, how does one maintain their composure and integrity? This is the crucible in which the principles of Stoicism are forged. Consider the paradox of Stoicism, the philosophy that preaches acceptance in the face of injustice, yet advocates for action in pursuit of righteousness. Stoicism teaches us to acknowledge the injustices of the world while striving to enact positive change. It is a delicate balance between acceptance and action, resilience and resistance. Enter the legacy of Nelson Mandela, a beacon of hope amidst the darkness of apartheid South Africa. Confronted with the injustice of racial oppression, Mandela chose the path of forgiveness and reconciliation, embodying the Stoic virtues of resilience and fortitude. His unwavering commitment to justice and equality serves as a timeless example of Stoic principles in action. Reflect on the power of silence, a tool wielded by the Stoic in the face of injustice. Rather than succumbing to anger and resentment, the wise choose to maintain their dignity and composure, knowing that true strength lies in restraint. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Silence, far from being a sign of weakness, becomes a powerful form of resistance, a refusal to dignify injustice with a response. Consider the transformative potential of adversity, the chance to rise above injustice and forge a path towards a better tomorrow. By channeling their inner Stoic, individuals can confront injustice with courage and conviction, inspiring others to follow suit. In the face of injustice, Stoicism becomes not just a philosophy, but a call to action, a rallying cry for justice and equality in an unjust world. Imagine the resilience of Stoicism, a philosophy that teaches us to endure hardship with grace and dignity. As Marcus Aurelius once said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." In embracing this mindset, we find strength in adversity and purpose in struggle. Stoicism becomes not just a shield against injustice, but a beacon of hope, a guiding light in the darkest of times. So, the next time you find yourself confronted with injustice, remember the wisdom of Stoicism. Embrace the power of silence, wielded not as a sign of acquiescence, but as a symbol of strength and resolve. By channeling the spirit of Mandela and embracing the Stoic virtues of resilience and fortitude, you can confront injustice with courage and conviction, paving the way for a brighter tomorrow. Number 9. How to handle insults with Stoic wisdom. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, once said, "If someone succeeds in provoking you, realize that your mind is complicit in the provocation." This maxim should wake us up every time someone insults us and offers a profound way to deal with insults: be quiet. This insight tells us that we can choose how to react by choosing silence and understanding instead of conflict. Mahatma Gandhi, for example, faced insults and resistance in his fight for Indian freedom, but did not respond with anger or insult. Instead, he chose silence and understanding. Gandhi believed in ahimsa, or nonviolence, which aligns with the Stoic way of life focused on joyful peace. Gandhi's reaction to verbal and physical attacks was to keep quiet. This often made his enemies less threatening and garnered support for his cause among the public. How might taking a similar stance when you are insulted change the dynamics of your interactions with others? What could you gain by keeping your cool instead of responding with words? When someone attacks you, maintaining your composure allows you to act with purpose rather than impulsiveness. This disciplined practice not only keeps you calm but also elevates you as a leader who is above petty conflicts. Small disagreements can echo Marcus Aurelius's wisdom. How much worse are the consequences of anger and grief than the circumstances that arouse them in us? Think about this as you deal with the problems that arise every day. Consider what stoic silence could do for your life. Could it be the key to a better, more successful life? How might your actions affect how other people handle problems? As we conclude this exploration of 9 pivotal moments to embrace silence, from dealing with ignorance to facing injustice, stoic advice has shown us a way to peace and understanding. Marcus Aurelius once said, "Don't waste time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." In the spirit of his words, let us practice the deep strength found in silence, deciding when to speak and when to listen. This will help us live a peaceful, happy, and kind life. Feel free to use these stoic principles in your everyday conversations and see how the power of thoughtful silence can improve your life. If you found this talk deep and useful, please click the like button, leave a note with your thoughts, and share these deep philosophical ideas with everyone you know. If you're new, subscribe to our channel to get more profound lessons in stoicism that will help you grow. See you in the next lessons. Reflect on how practicing stoic silence can transform your life. It offers a way to respond thoughtfully, preserving inner peace and fostering personal growth. Share your thoughts and experiences with stoic silence, and let's explore how this ancient philosophy can guide us to a more peaceful, happy, and successful life. By incorporating these stoic principles into our daily lives, especially in moments of unfair criticism, boasting, anger, unfounded rumors, and loss, we align ourselves with a philosophy that values strength of character over fleeting approval. This promotes personal growth and inspires others, encouraging a life marked by humility, peace, and resilience. Feel free to use these stoic principles in your everyday conversations and see how the power of thoughtful silence can improve your life. If you found this talk deep and useful, please click the like button, leave a note with your thoughts, and share these deep philosophical ideas with everyone you know. If you're new, subscribe to our channel to get more profound lessons in stoicism that will help you grow. See you in the next lessons.